You never know where it's heading. The Scenic Drive with Rion on Jacaranda FM.
So, I don't know if you heard, but there's a new machine in town being used by the dapper folk at the JMPD. Make sure that we get arrests quicker. Maar kyk, ons bloed samples wat nou al lank al gestol het, né? Nee. Dit is nie meer bloed nie, dit is meer soos... It's more like only a protein left now. That's how long it takes these days to actually get results from blood tests. So what they used to do with the breathalyzer is just gave them enough reason to actually draw blood, send you for a blood test, and then it takes years to eventually get the results, and so most of the cases got thrown out. Then the guys at Draeger came up with this new machine, and apparently you blow and it can immediately tell you what your blood alcohol level is. Now,
sure.
Graham Matthews is here. He's from Draeger, South Africa. Nice to see you, Graham.
Thank you.
So, okay, I'm not joking here. This is how this thing works. It can tell you immediately.
Straight away, yes.
If you're over the limit or not.
Correct.
So, how does it... you need to explain this to me now, because someone tried to tell me the other day how it works, you know, when you blow versus blood.
Sure.
It's a whole chemical thing. There's a huge difference between the two. But somehow you don't need blood. How does it work? I don't understand.
All right. So what happens is this unit takes what we exhale, which is our breath alcohol concentration. It's got sensors inside that will be specific to pick up alcohol. During your whole drinking episode, your body does give off alcohol in sweat and in your breath. So it tries to get rid of whatever alcohol is there. And this device actually measures the concentration of alcohol.
Okay. So just remind me the limit again.
0.24 milligrams per liter.
0.24 milligrams per liter. Now, I was looking at this machine. This is a machine. It's not a little thing that you blow into. It's a whole machine that it's connected to. So you're telling me that at the roadblocks, they'll have this thing plugged in somewhere and
correct.
Then take you there.
Yep.
And then what happens next? How quickly do you get the results?
Okay, so what happens is when you're in a roadblock, they'll do what they call a screening test. And that just tells you, yes, you got, or no, you don't have alcohol in the blood, or in the breath, sorry. You then have to wait your 15 minutes because everybody's talking Listerine, but Listerine is only in the mouth. So we refer to that as mouth alcohol. And after 15 minutes, all the mouth alcohol would dissipate. Once that 15 minutes time period is over, the subject will have to blow into the device, and that process takes about 8 minutes.
All
and
right.
once that machine prints out, that's the final reading.
Okay. So there's a 15-minute wait period.
Correct.
And then 8 minutes.
For the actual test, correct.
So you're sitting there in your car now waiting for the results.
No. I mean, obviously, all the law enforcement will have their own procedures, but it's not going to be sitting in your car waiting. You're going to obviously be detained and wait for your chance to actually blow on the device.
Okay, all right. So it's that second step where you used to go for the blood test. This is, it replaces that step, is what you're saying.
Well, it doesn't replace, it adds. I mean, we know everybody talks about the turnaround time for blood tests coming back. So this is just a faster option to actually doing blood. I mean, obviously, there will be certain times when people don't blow or can't blow for whatever reason it may be, that the blood will still be effective and still be available to use.
Now, I'm sure clever lawyers listening to this and seeing loopholes all over the place. Have you guys thought of all the loopholes?
Well, yes, from our side we have. I mean, Draeger, we've worked with the standard, which tells us how we should ensure that this device works. Obviously, from law enforcement side, they would also look at everything and decide what the best processes are going forward.
So, about, how long is it now, Marcel? It's about 40 minutes ago.
Yeah.
40 minutes ago,
yeah.
we had a whiskey taste in studio.
Mm. Sure.
We're fine, right? Fine.
Yeah, fine. So
fine.
Now, I guess that machine will tell us now.
Correct.
So is it warmed up already? Lally? The green light flashing.
Press green button to start new test.
Then it's ready to go.
Okay, so can you set that thing up while we take traffic? Sure. Then it's going to take 8 minutes after I've blown into that machine to tell me my results?
Well, the whole process takes 8 minutes. After your last breath sample you provide,
yeah,
it takes about a minute.
Oh, wow. Oh. Okay. So I'm going to blow into that thing, and a minute later you'll be able to tell me.
Correct.
All right. What is it, JK? You're going to do the mouthwash? No? I don't know what he's saying. What is he saying? We need an intercom in this place.
Kompana.
What's he?
I'll take traffic. You can do the test.
Jy het gesê jy wil eers te gaan.
Ja, but Graham can just pass me the thing here, can't you, Graham?
Okay. We can try.
Yeah, you can. All right. And let's see. And it's you say it's going to take a minute to know.
After your last sample provided. But yeah, the whole process takes 8 minutes. So
okay, yeah. All right. Right, so I'm going to take this test quickly. Like I say, we had... How much whiskey did we have? Like a tot, do you think?
No, I had... I don't know, possibly.
Yeah, about a tot.
Yeah, it probably is.
Yeah, this is
so difficult when the whiskey is delicious.
It was really good. Oh. So would a tot whiskey put us over the limit, do you think, hey, Gray?
Possibly not. But I mean, everybody's different. So, yeah. I mean, alcohol affects everybody's different to the next person.
So if we were drinking before the show,
yep.
It's got to compound. Okay, let me do this. So Graham Matthews is here from Draeger, South Africa. It's a new machine they implemented. AlcoTest 9510ZA being used by the JMPD. Now, I must say, if you guys, it's a process to get this thing, to get people actually to blow into this thing and then eventually get a result. Do you think the JMPD cops are going to be able to figure this out? It's going to
have
this
patience.
Hulle gaan gat oor kop wees met hierdie machine. Like, you think they're going to figure this out? Like, even you guys struggle with it.
No, I'm sure they will manage, for sure. I mean, there's a whole lot of training that goes into it.
Mm.
It's not just, thank you, here's the machine, do the test. It's quite a rigorous amount of training that they need to go through. And they need to be found efficient in before they can actually operate the device. Right.
But Graham, by the time you actually finish blowing into this machine, you're sober.
Well, that's to the benefit of the subject, of course.
Yeah. Okay, so I've blown into this machine once.
Yeah.
Now I'm going to do it again.
To go again now, yes.
A different mouthpiece. I want to see this. I just want to see this in action. At, you know, late at night next to the busy road, JMPD trying to figure out this machine.
And the long weekend
machine
is coming.
Where do you plug in what? Who blows into what? Luister, ons gaan nou uitfigure wat my resultaat is. I'm going to have to blow into this thing again.
Yes.
Correct, yes.
You see, it's a lot of work, eh?
It's your lucky night, Rian.
It's like the blood test is easier. It takes less time. Luister, anyway, okay, we'll do it again. Draeger came up with this AlcoTest 9510ZA. Doesn't require any blood tests. Within about 8 minutes after blowing into this thing, gives you a result and tells you if you're over the limit or not. Which is 0.24 milligram per litre. Are you ready to tell me if I'm over the limit?
I'm ready to tell you, yeah.
So what's my result?
Your result is actually 0.00.
There's no alcohol in my blood?
No.
Not yet.
Not yet. So, I mean, one must remember, when you drink, it's not an effect that you get straight away.
Mm.
Your body needs to absorb it as well.
Mm.
And during that absorption process, that's when you actually become impaired.
Mm.
So while it's still working in the stomach, you're not really impaired till it starts absorbing into the body.
Oh,
so,
okay.
I mean, like I said, this unit always gives the benefit of the user as well, because it will take two samples, you saw yourself, and if you are or have been waiting for a long time, it will give, and your result is busy decreasing on the two blows that you give, it will always record the lowest value of the two as a benefit to the subject. So it's not just that the law enforcement is saying we're going to take two tests and we're going to try get the subject to be prosecuted on the highest level. It does take things into consideration.
You know what the worst is? I'm just thinking I could have had another whiskey. We were playing it too safe.
The Scenic Drive with Rian. Exclusive to Jacaranda FM. Weekdays 4 to 7 p.m.